The Murdered Mysteries, Week 3. Beware of Fences. Quotes from the Book of Murdered, Chapter 5. A crucible is the word of God. What it creates, it melts and fuses into one, accepting none as worthy, rejecting none as worthless. Having the spirit of understanding, it knows fully well that its creations and itself are one, that to reject a part is to reject the whole, and to reject the whole is to reject itself. Therefore, is it forever one of purpose and purport. Whereas a quibble is man's word. What it creates, it sets at grips and blows. It is forever picking this as friend and casting that away as enemy. And but too oft its friend of yesterday becomes the enemy of today. The enemy of today the friend of tomorrow. Thus rages on the cruel and fruitless war of man against himself. And all because man lacks the Holy Spirit, that which alone can make him understand that he and his creation are but one. That to cast out the foe is to cast out the friend. For both words, foe and friend, are the creation of his word, his eye. What you dislike and cast away as evil is surely liked and picked up by someone or something else as good. Can one thing be at once two self-excluding things? Neither is it the one nor the other, excepting your eye has made it evil, another eye has made it good. Did I not say that that which can create can also uncreate? As you create an enemy, so can you uncreate him or recreate him as a friend. For that, your eye must need be a crucible. For that, you need the spirit of understanding. Therefore, I say to you, if you pray for anything at all, pray first and last for understanding. Never be quibblers, my companions, for the word of God is life, and life is a crucible wherein all is made a oneness indivisible. All is at perfect equilibrium, and all is worthy of its author, the Holy Trinity. How much more worthy must it be of you? Never be quibblers, my companions. And you shall stand in statures so immense, so all-pervading and so all-embracing, that no quibbles can be found to contain you. Never be quibblers, my companions. Seek first the knowledge of the Word, that you may know your own Word. And when you know your word, you shall consign your quibbles to the fire. For your word and God's are one, except that yours is still in veils. Murdad would have you cast away the veils. God's word is time untimed and space unspaced. Was there a time when you were not with God? Is there a place where you are not in God? Why chain you, then, eternity with hours and with seasons? And why corral the space in inches and in miles? God's word is life unborn, therefore undying. Wherefore is yours beset with birth and death? Are you not living by God's life alone? And can the deathless be the source of death? God's word is all-inclusive. Nor barriers nor fences are therein. Wherefore is yours so rent with fence and barriers? I say to you, your very flesh and bone are not the bone and flesh of you alone. Innumerable are the hands that dip with you in the same flesh pots of earth and sky, whence come your bone and flesh, and whither they return. Nor is the light in your eyes the light of you alone. It is as well the light of all that share the sun with you. What could your eye behold of me, were it not for the light in me? It is my light that sees me in your eye. It is your light that sees you in my eye. Was I a total darkness, your eye, looking at me, would be a total darkness. Nor is the breath within your breast the breath of you alone. All those that breathe or even breathed the air are breathing in your breast. Is it not Adam's breath that still inflates your lungs? Is it not Adam's heart that is still beating in your hearts? Nor are your thoughts the thoughts of you alone. The sea of common thought does claim them as her own, and so do all the thinking beings who share that sea with you. Nor are your dreams of you alone. The universe entire is dreaming in your dreams. Nor is your house the house of you alone. It is as well the dwelling of your guest and of the fly, the mouse, the cat, and all the creatures that share the house with you. Beware therefore of fences. You but fence in deception and fence out the truth. And when you turn about to see yourselves within the fence, you find you face to face with death, which is deception by another name. Inseparable is man from God. Therefore, inseparable from his fellow men and all the creatures that issue from the Word. The Word is the ocean, you the clouds. And is a cloud, save for the ocean it contains? Yet foolish indeed is the cloud that would waste away its life, striving to pin itself in space, so as to keep its shape and its identity forever. What would it reap of its so foolish striving, but disappointed hopes and bitter vanity? Except it lose itself, it cannot find itself. Except it die and vanish as a cloud, it cannot find the ocean in itself, which is its only self. A God-bearing cloud is man. Save he be emptied of himself, he cannot find himself. Ah, the joy of being empty. Save you be lost forever in the Word, you cannot understand the Word, which is you, even your I. Ah, the joy of being lost. Again I say to you, pray for understanding. When holy understanding finds your hearts, there shall be naught in God's immensity that shall not ring to you a glad response each time you utter I. And then shall death himself be but a weapon in your hands wherewith to vanquish death. And then shall life bestow upon your hearts the key into her boundless heart. That is the golden key of love.